Today's daf is Vochim Daf Samech Beis, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara is going to continue to discuss the Mizbeach. Tanan Hossam, we learned in a Mishnah in Mesechtes Midos, Ukshalu Bnei Hagoyla, when the Bnei Hagoyla came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayesheni. So they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. One of the things they rebuilt was the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, they didn't rebuild the Mizbeach with the exact dimensions that the Mizbeach had in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Rather, Hisifu all of Dalet Amis Min HaDorim. They added 4 Amis to the Dorim, the Dalet Amis Min HaMayriv, and 4 Amis to the Mayriv. Kamin Gamma. So this is the third time that we had this Gamma here in Masech Tzvachim. And Rashi again says the Gamma is like an Endachof. So, like an L. So they added 4 Amis to the Dorim side, 4 Amis to the Mayriv side. Rashi tells us the rest of the story. The Mizbeach in the times of Shlomo HaMelech was 28 Amis by 28 Amis. Being that they added 4 Amis to Dorim and 4 Amis to Mayriv, so it comes out that the Mizbeach during Bayesheni was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. My time, why did they do that? I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Nishum Belay Sipek, because there wasn't enough space. They felt that on Mizbeach, that's only 28 Amis by 28 Amis, wouldn't be big enough for all the carbonas that they were going to have to bring during Bayesheni. A Mizbeach, that's 28 by 28, we saw in the previous dafin, would result in a Mokam HaMarocha of 20 by 20. They felt the Mokam HaMarocha of 20 by 20 is not enough. They wanted it to be 24 by 24. The 4 extra Amis that they added went straight to the bottom line. It went straight to the Mokam HaMarocha. And as a result, those 4 extra Amis would allow them to facilitate the additional karbonos that were going to be brought during Bayesheni versus Bayer's Rishon. Abaye heard what Rabbi Yosef said. And he told him, Hash the Mikdash Rishon, by Mikdash Rishon it says, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim k'choy l'asher al-sfasayom. You know how many Yidden there were during Bayer's Rishon? They were literally k'choy l'asher al-sfasayom. The Nevuas that are mentioned in the Torah where Hashem promises Avram Avinu that Klal Yisrael will be so plentiful, literally like the grains of sand on the beaches of the world, it became true. That's how many Jews there were during Bayis Rishon. Sipek, and for that, a Mizbeach that was 28 by 28 Amos. A Makam HaMarocha that was 20 by 20 was enough. Mikdash Eni Dechsivbe. The second base HaMikdash, where the Pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, that when Koresh, Cyrus the Great, gives the Jews permission to leave Bavel and Persia, to go up to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the second base HaMikdash. So how many Jews heeded his call? Kol ha-kol ke-echad, arba riboy, alpayim shloish meyas v'shishim. It was 42,360 Jews. Loi sipik, was it not enough? So where were the more Yidden during Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? Bayis Rishon was kechol asher al sfasayom. Bayis Sheni was only 42,360. So how could you tell me that you needed a bigger base HaMikdash? A bigger Mizbeach for Bayis Sheni than for Bayis Rishon. Amaleh, Rav Yosef told him, Hasam over there, Eish Shal Shamayim Misayatan. Hocha, Ein Eish Shal Shamayim Misayatan. During Bayis Rishon, there was the miraculous Eish Shal Marocha, the Eish that had come down from Shamayim on the Shmini Lemeluim, that the Gemara said remained until the times of Menashe. But you had this Eish Shal Shamayim, and being that there was an Eish Shal Shamayim, it allowed the fire to consume the Emurim much quicker. As a result, the turnover was faster. You didn't need such a large Makam HaMarocha. During Bayis Sheni, you didn't have this Eish. I mean that you didn't have the Eish. It's for that reason that you needed a larger Mizbeach. Also, Rav and Amram Shem Ben Pazim Shem Bar Kapora, Shisin Hoisifu, that when they added this extension to the Mizbeach during Bayis Sheni, one of the things they did was is they added Shisin. These were holes on the top of the Mizbeach that they used for Nisuch HaMayim. Mikora, Sava, they used to think, Mizbeach HaDomah Shu Atam Badomah. Meaning, what happened before they added these Shisin? Before they added these Shisin, there was a bar on the floor of the Azara, right next to the Mizbeach. And they would pour the Nisuch HaYayin and the Nisuch HaMayim on the Kira Mizbeach, on the wall of the Mizbeach. It would come down the wall, eventually it would go down into this bar, this drain. There was Shisin on the bottom of the ground, and somehow that's how the Mayim and the Yayin would leave the Makam HaMikdash. When they added this extension to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't put a bar next to the Mizbeach, but rather they put Shisin in the Mizbeach itself that was parallel to the Shisin that were underground. So now the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin was going straight through the Mizbeach. So the Mahalach of how the Nisuch was done changed when they added these 4 Amis to the Mizbeach. So it says the Gemara, why would they have done that? What was the before and after? Meaning, before, during Bayis Rishon, the thought was, don't put the Yayin and the Mayim in the Mizbeach, but let it just flow along the wall of the Mizbeach. Now they wanted to go in the Mizbeach. Mikaras of a Mizbeach Adama Shu Atam Adama. They thought that the Mizbeach had to be a Mizbeach Adama, which sounds like it's gestupped with Adama. It's one solid piece of Adama. You can't have any Shisin. There can't be any holes. Then they thought it over and they said, you know what? Shtia ka achila. You find achilas Mizbeach. You find the concept of Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin, that's Shtiyas Mizbeach. Just like Achilas Mizbeach, the Haktar of the Emurim, maybe the Zrika and the Shvich HaShirayim, it gets consumed by the Mizbeach itself. You don't put the Emurim on the Kira Mizbeach. The Mizbeach itself actually consumes it. So too, they thought the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin should be consumed by the Mizbeach as well. Thus, they wanted it swallowed by the actual Mizbeach. Umay Mizbeach Adama. So now that they realize that Mizbeach Adama doesn't mean Atum Ba'adama. To the contrary, there's shisin in it. So what does Mizbeach Adama mean? Shu mechuber v'adama. It means it should be attached to the ground itself. Shalei evnenu le'al gabi kifin. It shouldn't be built on arches. Le'al gabi mechilois. Or on top of tunnels. So it had to be built on top of solid ground. Either way, so the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was 28 Amos by 28 Amos. The second Beis HaMikdash, they added 4 Amos to Myra, 4 Amos to Darim. As a result, it was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. Why the change? So Rav Yosef said they actually needed more space during Bayis Sheni, during Bayis Rishon, even though there were much less Jews during Bayis Sheni than there were during Bayis Rishon. But at the same time, during Bayis Rishon, you had the Eshel Marocha, which was some supernatural fire. It had descended literally in the times of the Shemini Lemavulim, again in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, but this was some supernatural fire, and it helped the Marocha consume the Emurim much quicker. During Bayis Sheni they didn't have it, and therefore you had to make up for it by there being more space. But I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lav Hainudit. I realize I made a mistake. And Rashi tells us a little bit of the rest of the story. Top line in Rashi. Rav Yosef Chola V'neka Limudai. Rav Yosef was sick, and he forgot his learning. And then slowly, slowly, his Torah came back to him. And that's what you find very often in Shas, that he would say something, and then he would remember, oops, I made a mistake. This is an example of that. So first, Rabbi Yosef thought that was the reason for the difference in size between the two Mizbeachot. But then he chopped afterwards, that's not the reason. It's really based on a Braisa. The Braisa says, V'yechinu ha-Mizbeach al-Mechoy Noisov, she'giyu lu-saif midoisov, anshik nesagdoilo, chagi schari malachi ezra the Yidden that were involved in the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash, they were oymed on Seif Midoisav. Meaning, they realized how big the Mizbeach was supposed to be. The reason they made it 4 Amos larger is because really it was supposed to be 4 Amos larger. As if to say, Shloimeh HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, who said, Amarti Echkam of Hiruchaykam Imen, and the only thing he didn't understand was Paraduma, he made a mistake here too. He didn't know how big the Mizbeach was really supposed to be. He thought 28 by 28, that's why he built it with those dimensions. But in reality, it was supposed to be 32 by 32. The Anshik Nesach Doyla knew that, and that's why they built it a little bit bigger. But the Gemara says, this is one of the important yesoidis that repeat themselves in Pesach Tzvachim, that we know everything that was built in the Beis HaMikdash, even the Kalim, it was all done Alpi Navi. So what do you mean, Shloimeh HaMelech didn't realize B'chachmasai what the real size of the Mizbeach was supposed to be? It's not a question of chachma. You don't sit down with a chavrusa and figure out how big the Mizbeach is supposed to be. It's something that's supposed to be done al yedei Navi. Elam Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, let me explain a little differently. Krash kach v'darash. It's really based on a pasuk. It says, Vayomer David, Zehu beis Hashem o'alikim, v'zeh Mizbeach lo'oilo li'yisro. Ki baye, so the pasuk compares the base Hashem alikim to the mizbeach ha'olo. Ma baye shisha mama, just like the baye was 60 amas long, af mizbeach shisha mama, so to the mizbeach was able to be up to 60 amas long. The anshik nesak doyla darshan that pasuk, that the mizbeach could be as big as the Beis HaMikdash itself. And just like the Beis HaMikdash is 60 amas long, the Mizbeach technically could be 60 amas long as well. Shloimeh HaMelech didn't know how to dash in this pasuk. The hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiska was the pasuk. But like all Nevois, there was an element of ambiguity. And really, it was incumbent upon the Navi to be able to properly decipher what the Nevoah was. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Nevoah bas baklar yamehira. He was able to see Nevoah in high definition, but other Nevi'im couldn't. And that's why there was always a lack of clarity when it came to Nevoah. So there was a pasuk that said, Vayomer David zehu beis Hashem alikim mizbeach lo'il Yisrael. The question was, what does that mean? Shlomo HaMelech didn't realize that you're able to build a mizbeach up to 60 amis. Somehow he thought it was 28 amis. Anshik Nesak Doyla came and they said you could extend it beyond. They decided to extend it 4 amis. But really, if you wanted to, you could have extended it even further. One thing is clear in this Gemara, we'll see more about it in the course of the daf, and that is that the dimensions in the Mizbeach is not ma'akev, because Shloimeh HaMelech had a kosher in Mizbeach, and the Anshik Knesset Agdoilo, the second Beis HaMikdash had a kosher in Mizbeach. Shloimeh Melech's Beis HaMikdash was 28 Amis. In the times of Ayasheni, it was 32 Amis. If you remember in the previous Daffin, Moshe Rabbeinu was 5 by 5. Machlikas Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was 10 by 10. The Mizbeach HaPnimi was 1 Amis by 1 Amis. So there's different shiurim for the Mizbeachos. I mean, these are all technically serving the same thing. It's the Mizbeach. It's the focal point of the Azara, of the Oyel Moed. It's used for the Zrika and the Haktara. But as we'll see in the Gemara, it's mefurish in a braisa that the size of the Mizbeach isn't ma'akev. Either way, zok the Gemara weiter. So the Yidden come up, Bayesheni, the times of Ezra, Koiresh, Dar Yovesh, Anshei Knesset Agdoila, and they just received permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They have to figure out now where to build everything. So it says the Gemara, Bishleim, Abayis, Minkor Tzurasi. Bishleim, I understand how they knew where to build the Beis HaMikdash, because they were able to see the Tzura. What does it mean, Minkor Tzurasi? Says Rashi, they were able to see the Yesoidos of the original Beis HaMikdash, and based on where the Yesoid of the original Beis HaMikdash was, they were just going to build on top of it. So they're able to look underground, look at the foundation of the original Beis HaMikdash, and based on that, they'd be able to figure out where to build. El Mizbeach, we know Yadi. But the Mizbeach didn't have a Yesoid underground. There was no underground foundation to support the Mizbeach. So how do you know where the Mizbeach is supposed to be? Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said, Ro Mizbeach banu. What they saw was a built Mizbeach, miraculously. Michael Hasar HaGadol, Oy Medu Makriv Olav. And the Malach Michael, who the Gemara refers to as a Sar HaGadol, was standing on the Mizbeach, and he was bringing Karban. So they knew that where that vision of Michael was, that's where you're supposed to build the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafcha Amar, Afri Shal Yitzchak Ro, they saw the Eifer of Yitzchak, Shem Munach Bais HaMakim. Shemu Ben Achmeni Amar, Mikol HaBayis Kula Rech Rech Ketoyres. That wherever they went in the Makim HaMikdash, they smelled the Rech Ketoyres. Misham, but from that one area, he Richu Rech Evarim, they smelled the Evarim, so they realized that must have been the place where the Evarim were burnt. That must be the Makim HaMizbeach. So you're right. The way they knew it, this was supernaturally. Either they knew it because they see Michael, they see this Mara Nevuah of Michael standing and bringing karbonos, or they smell the Reach of Evarim, or they see the Ether of Yitzchak. Regardless, Amar Rabbi Bar Barchano, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shalish Neviim, Alu Imam, and Agadol. There were three Neviim that went up with the Yidden from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. These would be the last three Neviim that the Yidden would have. And who are they? Chagai, Zecharia, and Malachi. As a matter of fact, Sefer Chagai discusses Bayesheni. We mentioned that Sefer Malachim, the Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, talks about the first Beis HaMikdash. Sefer Yecheskel is a little more ambiguous, says the Rambam. It talks about the third Beis HaMikdash. Is there a Navi that talks about the second Beis HaMikdash? Yes, it's Sefer Chagai. So three Naviim, Chagai, Yischai, Malachi, they came with the Yidden from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Echad Shehei L'mal Mizbech. One of them was made that you could extend the Makom HaMizbech, like the Gemara we had earlier. Ve'echad Shehei L'mal Makom HaMizbech. The other one told them where the Mizbech was supposed to be. Ve'echad Shehei L'hem, She'makriven Afal Pishayim Bayis. And the third one said, Makriven Afal Pishayim Bayis. Says Tosfos. Whoa. So it comes out that it's a Nevuah, Makriven Afal Pishayim Bayis. I thought it's a Machlokes is in Shas. Kedusha Rishayin, Kitchel Lashayin. Says Tosfos, this is a raya to what I said in that very long Tosfos. The Tosfos that is the reason we had a very short Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Tosfos that goes from the top of Samach Amud Beis Kemat till the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and that is that even the Manama that holds that Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Lashayta Veloy Kitchel Lasa Lavay, and that's why that Manama holds throughout Shas that there's no Chiyuv Tshuvos V'Maisrus Bizmanazah, etc., etc., etc. Midiraisa that is, but when it comes to Kedusha Hamikdash, Makriven Afal Pishayim Bayis, which is of course the Rambam Shita. This is of course the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam tells the Rambam that I have no idea where you got this from. Sfaris Atzmai Huzeh, that even though Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is like Kitchel Asa Lavei, but Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel Asa Lavei, Tosfos seemed to learn it in this Gemara. We heard it from the Neviim. So what's the question? How could Tanam later start arguing? We literally got a memo from Shemayim that Makriven Afal Pishayim Bayis. What happened to Torah Leib Shemayim? So maybe we'll speak about that tomorrow. But either way, Zok the Gemara, those were the three things that the Neviim said. So there was Chag Yischai Malachi. One said that you could expand the Makom HaMizbeach from 28 Amos to 32 Amos, really up to 60 Amos. That was the Maskonos HaGemar. The other one told us where the Makom HaMizbeach was. They knew where the Makom HaMikdash was. They can base that off the foundation. Off the Yesoidus. But what about the Makom HaMizbeach? And the third one said this Chiddush of Makriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. Why would it be so relevant, Makriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis? They're about to build a Beis HaMikdash. You have to know now Makriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis. Right, Makriven Afal Pi She'ein Bayis is a halacha that you need to know in Golus. But when you're building the second Beis HaMikdash, why would it be important? Probably pshat is because when the Yidden built the Beis HaMikdash, it took time. And while they were building the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to bring Karbonis. So it was during that Kufa that they were building the Beis HaMikdash that it would have been Negeya, Makriven, Afal Pi, Shein Bayis. If you remember, the Binyan Tzion said that the whole Halacha in his Tshuva to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, the whole Halacha of Makriven, Afal Pi, Shein Bayis is only Negeya when the Yidden are building the Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise you have the Pasuk V'loya Riach, Bereach Nechoichikam. Either way, B'masis Natana, there's a Braisa that said the same thing, that there were three Nevi'im that told us three Halachas, but this Braisa had the Halachas a little differently. The first one was with regards to the Mizbeach. Number one, you could expand the Mizbeach. Four Amas. And number two, we're the Makam Amizbeach. The second one, not the third one. The second one was Makriven Alpha Bishem Bais. What was the third one? The Echad Shehei Lem Ala Torah Shetikasev Ashuris. That the Torah shouldn't be written anymore because of Ivri. It should be written because of Ashuris. We spoke a lot about that in the second parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. The Inkam Mekoymer Laharech. Zok de Gemara Vait. Tanu Rabbanon. Keren. The Kevesh. The Yesoid. The Rivua. Ma'akvin. The Keren. The fact that the Mizbeach has to have corners. Kevesh, the fact that the Mizbeach has to have a ramp. Yesoid of the Mizbeach, we know what that is. Verivua, and that it has to be a perfect square. All those things are ma'akiv. Midas arko, midas rachboy, umidas kaimasai e ma'akvin. But the length, the width, and the height of the Mizbeach, that's not ma'akiv. Like we spoke out before, you see there were different sizes of Mizbeachos throughout history. It says HaMizbeach. So sometimes when the Torah mentions elements of the Mizbeach, it says HaMizbeach, not Mizbeach, HaMizbeach. And Kolmokim Shenemer HaMizbeach La'akev. So Rashi says, for example, by the Karnois it says Karnois HaMizbeach. By the Yesoid it says El Yesoid HaMizbeach. By the Kevesh it says El Pinei HaMizbeach. And the face, so to speak, of the Mizbeach is the ramp of the Mizbeach. Point is that it says HaMizbeach by certain elements. Wherever it says HaMizbeach, it's going to be Ma'akiv. Elamiyato, Ibazoi, Kior, the Rabbi Yossi, the pictures that were on the side of the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Soivev of the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, or the Soivev of the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachinami de Ma'akiv, they should also be Ma'akiv. Why? So the Torah talks about the Karkoiv of the Mizbeach. What's the Karkoiv? Tanya. A Bryce is O Karkoiv. Rabbi Yossi is a Kiyur. Rabbi says it's these pictures. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is referring to the Soivev. And it says HaMizbeach by the Karkoiv. And if you're going to tell me wherever it says HaMizbeach, it means that it's Ma'akev, so the Karkoiv should also be Ma'akev. Now, what's the Karkoiv? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's this Kiyur. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Soivev. But the bottom line is, these things should also be Ma'akev. The Braisa says, Karen, Kevesh, Yosoiv, Rivua. Okay, so you're going to tell me that according to those Tanoim, if they were the ones that were the author of this Braisa, they would have added the Karkoiv, the Gemara says, in the Tanya. As a matter of fact, it's a Mufurisha Braisa. The Braisa says, Oysa, Ayoim, Nifkamo, Karen, Mizbeach. On that day, which day? So it's referring to a Mishnah Masech, the Sukkah, where there was a Tzeduki, who was the Kohen, and he went up to do Nisuch HaMayim, but the Tzukim didn't believe in Nisuch HaMayim. So he made believe he was doing Nisuch HaMayim, and really he poured the water on his feet, and they started pelting him with Esrogen, and because of that, Nifkamo, Karen, Mizbeach. One of the corners of the Mizbeach broke. They hevi'u bul shel melech, and they brought salt, v'sasmu, and they stuffed the hole. V'loy b'nei kosher l'avoida, but they didn't make it kosher, because in order to make it kosher, you would actually have to replace the keren, and there was no keren. Elo shel yira Mizbeach bok. Just should have looked like the Mizbeach was broken. Shekol Mizbeach, how did you know they couldn't make it kosher by just stuffing the hole? How do you know you need the Karen? So the Braisa continues. Shakol Mizbeach Shein Lei Karen V'Kevesh V'Yisoyiv Yerbu Apostle. And Rabbi Yisrael, you have to have a Soiviv. It's a Smafurish. You see, Rabbi Yisrael holds. Yeah, the Soiviv also. It's Rabbi Yisrael, Lushitasa. He holds the Karkov was the Soiviv. And why are Karen, Kevesh, Yisoyiv Yerbu, why are those things Ma'akiv? Because it says HaMizbeach. And by the Karkov, it also says HaMizbeach. Bottom line is, in, like the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Wherever it says HaMizbeach, it's Ma'akiv. And being that it says HaMizbeach by Karkoiv, Karkoiv is going to be Ma'akiv as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Karkoiv. What is the Karkoiv? So we just mentioned the Machlokes Tanam. Whether it's these pictures on the side of the Mizbeach, or whether the Karkoiv is the Soifev. But the Braisa says a whole different definition. Ben Karen LeKaren. It's the area between the corners, the Karnois, the horns, of the Mizbeach. Mokom Hiluch Raglai Kehanim. The place where the Kehanim used to walk. Amma, and it's an Amma wide. The Gemara says, well, slow down. Otu HaKehanim ben Karen LeKaren HaVahaz. Is that where the Kehanim walked? Kehanim couldn't walk between the Karen and Karen. Because how are you going to get when you have to make a turn, you have to go through the Karens. It's not possible that's where they walk. Eleim, the way you read the price is as follows. Umakam hiluk raglek yehad amamah. The Karkov is, it's two amas. Number one, it's the area of Ben Karen LeKaren, which is an amah, because the Karen is an amah wide. And it's another amah, you have like a little lane, where that's miyuchad for the Kehanim, where they have to go and walk around the Mizbeach. But the bottom line is what's the Karkov? Says the Braisa, the Karkov is Mokoim Hiluch Ragle Akoyhanim and the area between Karen LeKaren. But the Gemara says, Vaksiv Tachas Karkuvay Milmata Adchetzioi. Lechura, Rabbi Yosef, basically, respectively, had a different definition of what the Karkov was. And they both explained it as being something on the wall of the Mizbeach. Either it's something decorative, or it's the soivev, and the emes is they're right, because when the pasuk describes the wall of the mizbeach, it says v'tachas karkuvay milmata ad chetzio. It's clearly describing the wall of the mizbeach. So how is it shtim with this brayso? I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak trei hava. You have to say there were two different karkovs. Chad lenoi, one was on the side of the mizbeach, which was either a soivev or it was lenoi. The chad lekehan doy nishtarku. One was on top. It was like an indentation inside the roof of the Mizbeach. The purpose was, is that, you know, it can get slippery on the Mizbeach with all the blood and everything else going on, so they shouldn't slip and go off the Mizbeach. So it's for that reason they dafka made it in that way. Either way, just to exhale for a moment before we go weiter, so we just learned a lot. So just a few random thoughts. Number one, so the Gemara right in the beginning of the sugya had mentioned that when the Yidden came up, the Olei Bavel, they extended the Mizbeach. Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach was 28 Amos by 28 Amos, but the Mizbeach during Bayis Sheni was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. They made it bigger. Why did they make it bigger? So Rabbi Yosef, who was Shachach Talmudai, and he was a little bit unsure. So first he said, I think it's very simple. I think the reason they made it bigger is they simply needed more space. Why would they have needed more space? So he said, because maybe there were more people. I said, no, you can't say there were more people during Bayis Sheni, during Bayis Rishon. Because the pasuk that describes Bayis Rishon says, it's Melachim Aleph Perik Dalet, Yehuda v'Yisrael Rabin, Kachoy Lasher Al Hayam, L'Roiv, Oichlin V'Shoysim Usmeichim. They were literally Kachoy Lasher. And what do you have in the beginning of Bayis Sheni when the Yidden go up to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the second base on Mikdash? 42,360. It's a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Ezra. So there were much more Yidden during Bayis Rishon than Bayis Sheni. Why would you need the Mizbeach to be bigger? Zok to Gemara. You're right. The reason is not because there were more people during Bayis Sheni, but during Bayis Rishon you had the Eish El Shamayim that was Misayeya. During Bayis Sheni you did not have the Eish Shel Shamayim that was Misayeya. So two ha'aras. First of all, so the Gemara says there were a lot more people during Bayis Rishon during Bayis Sheni. I'll tell you a medrash. The medrash is in Eicha, and it's on the pasuk Eicha Yashva Badad Ha'ira Basiyah. So the Medrash talks about how many Yidden there were during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Just one excerpt that's relevant to some of the daffin that we learned this week. Says the Medrash, Kach mevakish atolei dekama uchlusin hoya b'Yerushalayim. You want to know how many Yidden were living in Yerushalayim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Me koyhanaya at yada. You can figure it out from the koyhanim. Hado, dechsev, melachim aleph. So we're clearly talking about Bayis Rishon. Vayizbach Shloimo ezevach ha-shlomim ashezevach l'Hashem. How many karbonis did Shloimo HaMelech bring the day that he built the Beis HaMikdash? Bakar esrim v'shnayim, 22,000 bakar. With sign, Mev Asramelf, and 120,000 sign, 142,000 together. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Masachta Zuma, Par Korib Esrevar Ba. How many Kehanim were involved in the Hakrov of a Par? There were 24 Kehanim. The Ayel were brought, the Echad Asr. So, think about how many Yidden there were. Do 22,000 times 24, and then do 120,000 times 11. That's how many Kehanim there were. So, can you imagine how many Yidden there were? So, you want to know, says the Medrash, how many Yidden were around in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, do the Cheshbon based on the amount of Kehanim there were. If it's 22,000 parim times 24, and 120,000 times 11, so it's an incredible amount of Yidden. Zok the Medrash, Hadot Amrib Tibayis. So this is for Bayis Rishon. Alva b'Binyan Sheni. What about Binyan Sheni? So it says the Medrash, I'm going to tell you a story. Ma'isa shahoya kachoya. Pam achas bikech agrifas ha-melech leida. Kamen minyan uchlusin shebi Yerushalayim. So assuming this was the last agrifas ha-melech, he was the last melech Yisrael, right before the Churban. Om alohem, l'kayhanem, efrishu likuya achas mikol Pesach u-Pesach. I want you to give me one chelek of every single carbon Pesach. Efrishu loy sheish meyos elef zugois shel kulyois. They brought him 600,000 peers of kulyos. In other words, keflayim kiyotzim mitzrayim.
So he wanted one kulya from every carbon pesach. They brought him 1.2 million kulyas. And every one of those carbonos pesach had at least 10 people that were menuyin. Tani Reb Chiya said, I heard afilu abram, afilu chamish. Some of them had 40 and some of them had 50. Bar Kapara said, and not everybody was able to even read the Karba Pesach. There were people that were there Chachaika. There were people that were Tomei. The bottom line is, think about how many Yidden there were. And then the Medrash continues, says, one time the Yidden went up to bring the Karba Pesach, and there was just no room on the Harabayas to facilitate all the Jews. There was an Alti Yidde, Ram Suhu. They trampled him. Because they went ahead and they crushed this person. Medrash continues. Ketzer Yisrael part of the Rabbah. What did the Yidden? What was their secret to procreate on such a level? So the Medrash says, "Your other Masi Bnei Ben Shtei Masri Shana. Matt would marry off his son when he was 12 years old. She realized as soon as he was old enough to have children. But your Chayzer Masi Ben Bnei Ben Shtei Masri Shana. And then his son would get married when he was 12 years old. By the time a person turned 26, Achu Raya Banim Levanav, he was ready Zayikat Einaklach. Lekayim Ashenema Urei Banim Levanecha." Shalom al Yisrael. Regardless, you see that how many Yidden were there in Bayis Shitti? 42,360. Yeah, that's when the Yidden originally went up to Eretz Yisrael. But fast forward 420 years later, in the times of Agrifas HaMelech, millions and millions of Jews. So Luchura, I mean, you have to understand, it's a little bit of a aura on the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara's kasha is that when the Yidden came up originally and they built the Mizbeach, so Ezra, you remember, he comes up to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't even see any Jews there. He was so upset. And that's why he went, that he canceled the Levim, that the Levim aren't going to get nicer anymore. There were no Levim there. It was so meager what was going on. But maybe they saw Baruch HaKodesh, that there were going to be much more Yidden. Regardless, just one Ha'ara as it relates to how many Jews there were in Bayis Rishon versus how many Jews there were in the times of Bayis Sheni. So then Rabbi Yosef said that maybe it was because of the Eish. You had the Eish, Shel Shamayim, that was Messiah by Bayis Rishon. There was no Eish during Bayis Sheni. So Rashi, immediately on this Gemara, sends us to another Gemara. Gemara that we've spoken at many times in the Daf, but always for a different reason. And that is a Gemara Masechtes Yuma, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says that when Chagai Hanavi describes Bayis Sheni, see, tells the Yidden, I want you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Erzabai, the Achabda. And the word Va'achabda, which is, of course, from the Shoresh of Kovid, is written Chasa. Va'achabda should be with a hey at the end, and it's written as if it would say Va'achabed. Says the Gemara, Maishon, the Mechusar, hey, why is it missing a hey? Elu chamisha dvarim shayu ben Mikdash Rishon Mikdash Sheni. It's referring to the five things that Mikdash Rishon had that Mikdash Sheni didn't have. Elu hey, Aroin, V'kapayres, V'kruven, Eish, V'shchina, V'ruach HaKodesh, V'urim V'tumim. Now, if you count it, it's really eight. Aron v'kapoyrus v'kruvim, eish, shechina, ruach ha-kodesh, ruach ha-tumim. Seven. Rashi says that Aron, kapoyrus, and kruvim are really one. So that's one. It's all related to the Aron. There was no Aron in Bayis Sheni. There was no eish in Bayis Sheni. There was no shechina in Bayis Sheni. There was no ruach ha-kodesh in Bayis Sheni. And there was no urim v'tumim in Bayis Sheni. So we've spoken in the past. There was no shechina in Bayis Sheni. How can you say there was no shechina? What's a beis hamikdash without shechina? So obviously, it's levels of shechina. There was no Urim V'tumim doing Bayis Sheni. If there's no Urim V'tumim, then maybe there was no Chayshin. Doesn't that render the Kayin a Mechusa Begadim? Tzaisvis Kasha, Machlekes Rambam Ravid, Eben Ezra and Ramban, exactly what the Urim V'tumim is. So that's Ray that we've spoken about in the past. But what we need now, Asher Nogel in Yoneinu, is the Eish. So the Gemara seems to say there was no Eish. And that means the Gemara over there asks a Kasha, because the Gemara says, Reb Chinas Kana Kayinim said that I once saw the Eish of the Marocha, this Eish that came down from Shemayim, and it looked like a dog. It was Revutza Kekelev. And the Gemara says that by Bayis Rishon it looked like an Ari. By Bayis Sheni, it looked like a kelb. We once spoke out a word from the Sha'arim Mitzionim Malacha that the Gemara says that if a Kohen has a Machshavas Pigol, he's thinking while he does the Avoida, Al Menashe Yechlu Klovim, which at first glance seems like such a bizarre Machshava. He had in mind that Klovim will eat the Basar Chutzlas Mani Chutzim Koimai. He said, it's not so bizarre. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that the Isha the Maracha looked like a kelb. Maybe that's why he thought of a dog, whatever the punchline is, but it's not so bizarre. The Eish of the Marocha was shaped like a kelev. But so the Gemara says, on the one hand, Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim, who lived during Bayis Sheni, he said that he saw the Eish of the Marocha, and it was Revutz like a kelev. And here I have a Mefurish Gemara that says there were five things that were missing during Bayis Sheni. One of the five things that was missing was the Eish. So the Gemara says, in Mehavahava, there really was, but Siyuya Loi Messiah, the Eish was there. It was there. It looked like a kelev, but it didn't do anything. There was no supernatural powers to this age other than its mere existence. But in terms of it having an ability to consume the Imurim quicker than an ordinary age could, that it didn't do. And Rashi says that's Pshat in our Gemara as well. When Rav Yosef initially thought that the reason the Mizbeach would have to be bigger during Bayesheni, why? Because there was no age that was Misayeya. Emphasis on Misayeya. There was age. But there was no age that was going to be Misayeya. That is Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. But I'll tell you something interesting. Something that we've spoken at once. And the aim based medrash below Chiddush. And that is the Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe in Parshas Pekudei brings Rabbeinu Bechaya. Parshas Pekudei begins, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya that the word Mishkan is Begematria 410. And it's a remez to the 410 years of Bayis Rishon, of Mishkan, of Shechina. So we were going to have a Mishkan for 410 years. Continues Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, HaMishkan is 415. It's Mishkan plus Hey. But if you add the five letters, Hey, Mem, Shin, Kaf, and the Nun, it's 415 plus 5, you end up with 420. That's a remez to the 420 years that there was Bayesheni. Ha'edus is written in the Torah Chaser. Hey, Ayin, Dalet, Tzof, back of the envelope arithmetic is 479. And it's a remez to the 479 years that the Yidden had a Mishkan. The Mishkan was built Bashana Hashenis. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash 480 years after Yidden built the Beis HaMikdash. It's 480 minus 1. There was a Mishkan for 479 years. So says Rabbeinu Bechaya that Eila Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos, this is the summation of the Melechas HaMishkan. In the first Pasuk of Parashas Pekudei, Likta Remes, for the three periods that the Yidden would have Mishkan. Mishkan 410, Remez Labayis Rishon, HaMishkan 415 plus the 5 Oisiyas, Remez Labayis Sheni, and HaEdos 479. That's a Remez to the 479 years that there was a Mishkan, either in the Midbar, or in Noiv, or in Givon, or Shiloh. And the Chasam Sofer brings this Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says, V'hu Dover Niflo. It's an unbelievable Remez. Loshen HaChasam Sofer. Says the Chasam Sofer, but you have to understand one thing. Why would the Torah write, Bayis Sheni, 415, as opposed to 420, and now you have to add the five letters? Why not write a word that means 420? Says the Chasam Sofer, I think it's a remez to the five things that the Gemara says in Yuma Chafal of Amibes were missing during Bayesheni. And that's why it's written Chaser 5, remez to those Chamisha Dvarim. Either way, Dvarim the flaw. I saw the Ben Yoyada on the Gemara in Yuma Chafal of Amibes. He says that it could be it's merumis in the word Shloima. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by Shloima HaMelech. Shloima is Sholem. Hey, that Shloima HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash was complete with those five things that were missing during Bayesheni, his was complete. He had it during Bayesheni. I'll tell you something interesting. This is the Ein Beis Medrash for Lechidish. I saw in the Sefer, Ein Elio, he makes a diak. We say in Kabbalah Shabbos, so Luchun Aranuna, and then the second capital that we say, it's Tehillim Perek Tzadik Vav, is Shiru Lashem Shir Chadosh, Shiru Lashem Kala Oretz. So Shiru Lashem Shir Chadosh. Hoid Vahadar Lefanov, Oiz Viseferes, B'miktashay. Now it's easy to get confused with that pasuk and another pasuk that we say every morning in Hoidu. Hoid v'hadol afanav, oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoy. So in Kabbalah Shabbos you say Hoid v'hadol afanav, oiz v'seferes b'miktashay. In Hoidu every morning it's Hoid v'hadol afanav, oiz v'chedva, not b'miktashay, but rather b'mkoymoy. What's the difference? So he says the chiluk is that who wrote Tehillim Perek Tzadik Vav? Rashi brings in the Sechtes Bava Basra that from capital Tzadik, count, Yoshe Bisei, Tfilah LeMoshe, Isha Alikim, count the next 11 capitals were all written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said his nevuos at the time of Mishkan. At that time, there was a tremendous Gilui of Shechina. Being that there was a tremendous Gilui of Shechina, say he saw Hoid v'hadar l'fan of Oiz v'zeferes b'miktashay. There was a real Mikdash. Who wrote Hoidu? It's Divrei Ayamim. Divrei Ayamim, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, was written by Ezra. Ezra lived in the times of Bayesheni. In Bayesheni, there was a Beis HaMikdash. But it wasn't a Beis HaMikdash with Shechina. One of the five things that were missing was Shechina. Qualitatively, it wasn't Shechina. What it was Mekoymei Shalash Shechina. But Shechina itself, so Hoid v'hadol afanav, Oiz v'chedva b'mkoymei. So you want to remember which one has been Mekdashay, which one has been Koymai. Tehillim Tzadik Vav, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Hoid v'hadol afanav, Oiz v'seferes b'mkdashay. Hoidu, which is Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Tezayin, that's Hoid v'Hodol Afon of Oiz v'Chedvo b'mkoymai Haflo v'Fela. Either way, Zokt digimara Vaita Midas Arkoi. We'll get back to some more. Right, Umidas Rachboi, Umidas Kamasi Emach. So we said the Keren, the Kevesh, the Yesoi, the Rivua, those things in the Mizbeach were all Ma'akiv, as opposed to the length, the width, the height. That's not Ma'akiv, and that's why you find throughout different periods in history they were of different dimensions. Amar Amani, Ramani said, you just have to make sure that if you want to make the Mizbeach really small, you could do that, but it can't be smaller than Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. The Kama. How small was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? I'm Rabbi Yosef Amma. So Rabbi Yosef was there, and Rabbi Yosef said an Amma. So the Gemara said, Mechaku Allah. They started laughing at Rabbi Yosef. Chomesh Amos Oirech, V'chomesh Amos Roichev, Revoi Yi Amizbeach. It's a pasuk. It says it was 5x5. One man Amma said 10x10, but you can tell me an Amma. How can you tell me an Amma? So they start laughing at Rabbi Yosef. Maybe this is in line with Rabbi Yosef. Chola V'nech Limudai. Maybe it's in that vain people were laughing at him. I'm not sure. But either way, they laughed at Rabbi Yosef. Only Abaya. So Abaya was there and he stuck up for Rabbi Yosef. He said, Dilma Mokam Arocha Kam Amar. Maybe what Rabbi means to say, Rabbi Yosef, he means to say the Mokam HaMarocha of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, which was an Amma, as we saw in previous sugis. Maybe that's what he's referring to. On Malais, Rabbi Yosef commented and he said, Mar de Gavir Rabbi Hu Yoda Maiko Amino. Abaya, he calls him Mar. That's usually something you call a Rebbe. So he calls Abaya, who was more Rav Yosef's Talmud than Rav Yosef's Rebbe. He says, you know what I mean. Of course that's what I meant. And then he turned to the people that had laughed at him, and Kari Alayu, and he told the Bnei Keturah. Look at Rashi. Bnei Avram Atem, Avoloi Kezera Yitzchak V'yachir. He referred to them as Bnei Keturah. On that note, Rav Yosef calls these people that laughed at him Bnei Keturah. The Gemara tells another story, where another Adam Chashev, Rav Tarfon, called somebody Bnei Keturah. So the Gemara, Bnei Achsid, Rav Tarfon, Havi Yosfi, Kamid, Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon was learning with his nephews. Pasach Va'amar, Rav Tarfon said the following Pasach. Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha, Ushmo Yoichani. Now, Avram Avinu never married a woman named Yoichani. The real Pasach is Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha, Ushmo Keturah. So as soon as he says that, they jumped up. Amrle, they told him, Keturah Ksev. They corrected Rav Tarfon. So Rav Tarfon didn't know a Pasach in the Torah. It's not Yoichani, it's Keturah. So the Gemara says, Kari Aleim, you call them Bnei Keturah. You are Bnei Keturah. You have to know what that means. Omar, Abaya, Barhuna, Omar, Abchama, Barkuya. Gzirim, Shasam, Moshe. The Gzirim, the wood that Moshe Rabbeinu made to put every morning on the Eish of the Mizbeach for the Karban Taidah, Arkan Amma, V'roich Ban Amma. So, one of the mitzvahs that the Kehanim had to do when they brought the Karban Tamid every morning is they had to take Shnei Gzira Yetzin to blocks of wood, and they had to put it on the fire. And it was incumbent that every single morning there'd be two gzireyetzim. So how big were these gzirim? So they were an amma long, they were an amma wide, v'uvyon, and the thickness of the wood was kemachak goydesh sa. It's like the machak, the thing that they would use to smooth a container that has a saw. So if you want to make it smooth on top, so they would use kalim. So the thickness of the keli that was used to be meichek a saw, that's how thick it had to be. Amr Rav Yirmiya ba'amma geduma. Then when we say it was an amma, it had to be a smaller amma versus a larger amma. It's not clear what a small amma is and what a large amma is. But it had to be a Rashi says, an amma kitzara. Amr Rav Yosef, v'lav hainu detanyo. Why do you have to be a small amma? The Braisa says, alo eitzim asher alo ish, asher alo mizbeach. And we learn from that pasuk, shloyiu eitzim yoitzim in amizbeach klo. They have to make sure that the eitzim aren't going to protrude beyond the mizbeach. It sounds like the kepeda is that the eitzim shouldn't protrude beyond the mizbeach. And even if you're going to tell me that the Mizbeach means the Makam HaMarach of the Mizbeach, but why does it have to be a small Amma? Let it be a regular Amma and the Eitzim won't protrude beyond, because the Makam HaMarach was a regular Amma. So Rabbi Yosef just didn't understand why this tonight that it has to be an Amma Geduma. Either way, tonight also we're going to the Mishnah more about the Mizbeach. Kevesh Hayu L'Droy Mishal Mizbeach. The ramp was on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. Oirech Shloishem Ushtayim Al-Roichav Sheish Esrei Mana. So like this Mizbeach itself, during Bayesheni, it was 32 amas long, but whereas the Mizbeach was a perfect square, the Kevesh wasn't. How wide was it? It was 16 amas. Menon, immediately, Amr Afuna, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'shachat oisoy al-yerech Amizbeach Tzafoina. So Pasha, what it means is referring to the carbon oila. And the carbon oila, like all Kachi Kedashim, were brought al Yerech, which means the side of the Mizbeach, the Tzafin side of the Mizbeach. But we learn from here, Yerech could also mean the thigh of a person. In this case, a foot or the bottom of the person. Yerech b'tzafin upanav b'darim. That the Mizbeach, the face of the Mizbeach, should be b'darim. And the Yerech, the feet of the Mizbeach, should be b'tzafin. And that's how you know that the ramp, which is referred to as the Pnei HaMizbeach, that's the top, that's the way you ascend the Mizbeach, was on the Darim side, whereas the Yerech, the feet, were on the northern side, were on the Tzafin side. But the Gemara says, Eime Yerech B'Tzafin Upanav B'Tzafin. Just because the Yerech, the feet, were B'Tzafin, how do you know that means the head has to be B'Darim? I mean, if a person lies down, so his face is going to be on one side, and his feet are going to be on the other side. So if he's lying, Darim to Tzafin, his face is going to be Darim, and his feet are going to be Tzafin, or vice versa, right? It's going to be, they're going to be on opposite sides. But if a person stands, or if a person sits up, for example, so his Yerech and his Panim can both be on the same side. So just because you know that the Yerech is on Tzafin, how does that imply that the Panim is in Darim? If this person is lying down, then by definition, if his feet are here, then his head must be there. Well, who said he's lying down? It was understood that if the Mizbech is compared to a person, it's a person lying down. Maybe it's a person standing or a person sitting up. He told him, it says revua. And revua is a play on words. It's like someone that's lying down. But the Gemara says, that's not what revua means. Revua doesn't mean lying down. Revua means that it has to be a square. Zokti Gemara, miksiv meruba, doesn't say meruba, uli tamich, but according to you, if what the Torah means to say is not that the Mizbeach should be squared, but it's like a person lying down, so that you know if the Yerech, the feet are b'tzafin, that means the head, the ramp has to be b'darim, it should have said a different word, it should have said ravot, and miksiv ravot, amale, you're right, it says revua ksiv, the mashmachi, mashmachi, the Torah uses this word revua, and revua has a double meaning. It means, number one, it should be squared, melasha meruba, from the fact that the Torah didn't say ravot, but at the same time, it's also mashma, like a person lying down. So if you know that the Yerech, the feet were in Tzafin, and you were comparing it to a person lying, that means the head has to be Bedarim. That's how you know that the ramp was on the Darim side of the Mizbeach. There was a Tana that knew that the Kevish was on the Darim side from somewhere else, not from Yerech being Betzafin, like a person lying down, which implies that the Panim is in Darim, but rather the Tana went to the Bice. So when you went up the Mizbeach, you were supposed to go up facing Mizrach. And we learn from there, called Pina Shata Poina, Lo Yir Ela Derech Yamin, Ula Mizrach. We learn from there two things. Number one, any turn that the Kohen made in the Makom HaMikdash, but certainly on the Mizbeach itself, had to be a right turn. It also had to be Mizrach. The only way to make that work, that the Kohen would always be facing Mizrach and would always be turning right. This is much easier if you're looking at a picture, but the only way to make that work is if the Keren was in Darim. So if the Kevish was on the Darim side of the Mizbeach, so then you go up the Kevish from Darim, you're going to have to be facing Mizrach, going to the right. Otherwise, if the Keren is on Tzafin and you're facing Mizrach, you're going to end up going left. The only way you're going to be going right by facing Mizrach is if the Kevish is on Darim. But the Gemara says, what do you see in that Pasuk that you have to go to the right? All the Pasuk says is Umaloiseu Pnois Kadim. Kadim is Mizrach. Doesn't say anything about making right turns. Ve'im is Smoyla Mizrach. So the Gemara says, I know that from somewhere else. Lo Solka Daitach Tani Ram Vayicheskel Yamshal Shloimoi. The Yamshal Shloimoi, that was this big mikveh that Shloimoi Melech built in the Beis HaMikdash. Oimed Al Shneim Eser Bakar. So it was very decorative. It stood on 12 Bakar. Shloisha Poinim Tzafayna. Three of them were facing Tzafayn. Ve'shloisha Poinim Yama. V'shloisha poinim negba, v'shloisha poinim mizracha. And we learn from here, kol pina sha'ata poina, layu ala derech yamin, l'mizrach. So how do you know that? So Rashi says, because if you look at the four directions that were mentioned by the Pasuk, it's tzafin, mairiv, it's darim, and mizrach. That's counterclockwise. If you're walking counterclockwise and looking at the thing as you walk, you're going to be walking to the right, and you're going to be walking Mizrach. So we see from here, Kol Pinush at the point of Yerul Derech Yamin. So I know they had to be facing Mizrach, because it says Umaloiseu Pnois Kadim. And I know that you always have to make right turns because you're facing the thing, walking counterclockwise, which means you're walking to your right. So I know Kol Pinush at the point of Yerul Derech Yamin. But the Gemara says, where do you see that in this pasuk? Because it says three with Tzafin, Three were Meiriv. Homi by the Gufe. The passage is just describing the Yamshel Shloima. The Gemara says, "I'm came poinim poinim lam." Why does it say the word poinim so many times? Matzpi is coming to teach me this idea of kalpinish at the poino la'yu elo derech yamin exel. Just one last ta'ara before we end the daf, and that is that the Gemara mentioned Adam and Aleph. So the Yidden, when they come to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they want to know where to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Bishloim of the Beis HaMikdash itself. They knew where to build. They knew where to build the bias. Why? Because they were able to see based on where the Beis HaMikdash had previously been. Let's see Rashi. Bishloim abayis samach beizam and aleph yodu anshe knesses akdoilom makodesh lazoru makodesh lehechol. Sheni karim tsuras yisoides achaymes. Because they were able to see from the yisoides, from the foundation, and based on that, they would know exactly where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be built. It sounds like when the Yidden came up during Bayis Sheni, they saw the yisoides of Bayis Rishon. The foundation of Bayis Rishon was still there. Chura, you say in Al Naro's Bavel. It's Al Naro's Bavel. Shom Yeshabnu Gam Bachinu Bezachreinu Esiyon. Right, we're mourning Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's what Al Naro's Bavel is. And then at the end of the capital, we say Schoir Hashem Levnei Yedoyim Esiyon Yerushalayim Ha'Oimrim Aru Aru Ada Yisoidba. Now we remember Hashem the Bnei Yedoyim who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Ada Yisoid. They literally tore out the Yisoid. Even the Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, Pashtus, this is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash, Al Naro's Bavel. Al Naro's Bavel, they weren't mourning the second Beis HaMikdash. They were mourning the first Beis HaMikdash. So doesn't it say clearly, Ha'imrim Aru Aru Ada Yisoid Ba? But the truth is, it's a Tais. Because what does the Pasuk say? Zuchar Hashem Livnei Edoim, referring to Bnei Edom. Edom didn't destroy the first Beis HaMikdash. Edom destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. So the truth is, this pasuk is actually referring to the second Beis HaMikdash. It's a Gemara Perek and Azokin in the Sugi of Kansa Bar Kansa. The Gemara there says that David HaMelech Baruch HaKodesh saw Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, and he said a kinnah. Al Naro's Bavel, that was a kinnah on Churban Bayis Rishon, and then he throws in Churban Bayis Sheni. Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom, Esiyom Yerushalayim, Ha'omrim, Aru, Aru, Ada Yisoidba. There's a Yerushalmi, I saw they bring in the Shir, that Yerushalmi says that the Gemara in Yuma discusses who was worse, the Yidden that lived in Bayis Rishon or the Yidden that lived in Bayis Sheni. So one teretz the Gemara says Birutaychiach, the Yidden during Bayis Rishon got the Beis HaMikdash back. We, the Yidden who lived in Bayis Sheni, never got the Beis HaMikdash back. Right? The Gemara has a discussion over there. Yerushalmi has a similar discussion, and the Yerushalmi says, I'll tell you, Bayis Rishon, the Yesoidus of the Beis HaMikdash were never destroyed. Bayis Sheni, they were destroyed. As it says, Zechor Hashem Levnei Edoim, Vnei Edoim, that's the Roman Empire that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Ha'oimrim Aru Aru Ada Yesoid, Ayetz and Al Naris Bavel, that's the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, where the Gemara says that David HaMelech is saying a kina about Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. So from Yeshua and Shir, Shtautzu, this Yerushalmi, to this Gemara, they see clearly that although it says Aru Aru Adi Yisoid, but that was referring to Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom. That was Bayis Rishon had the Yisoidus. That's why the Gemara said, I know how they were able to find the Mizbech. But it's kedai to say that the Goyen, Vilna Goyen, says that this Pasuk, Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom, was also referring to Bayis Rishon. Al Naro's Bavel was all Bayis Rishon. Said the Vilna Goyen that even though Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, but he left the Yisoid. And then later, Edom would come, and Edom would play a role in Churban Bayis Rishon, and they would destroy the Yisoid of the first Beis HaMikdash. The Goyen says that there were four periods in history where Edom chapped with the Yidden. One of them was Churban Bayis Rishon. Where does Edom come into Churban Bayis Rishon? This pasuk, Schayr Hashem Levnei Edom, Esiyom Yerushalayim, Ha'omrim Aru Aru Ada Yisoidba. This Goyen doesn't stem with that Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, doesn't stem with the Yerushalmi, doesn't stem with Rashi, the Mashmois in our Gemara, which is that the Yisoidus of the first Beis HaMikdash were intact, and as a result, the Yidden knew where to build the Beis HaMikdash. What they didn't know where to build was the Mizbech. So how'd they find the Mizbech? So the Gemara says they found the Mizbech either because they smelled the Reich of Emurim, so they knew that must be where the Mizbech was. Alternatively, because they saw Michael, the Sar HaGadol, he was Oymed Umakrival. Finally, Ephraim Shal Yitzchak Ro Shemunach Ba'isamakin. So just two more Ha'aras. Ro Mizbech Banui Umichal HaSar HaGadol Oymed. The very last Tosfos. The last Tosfos in Masechtas Menachos. So Tosfos over there brings this Medrash. The Gemara over there says the same thing, that Michal Sar HaGadol is Oymed Umakrev. And apparently that's a real thing. Meaning Michal is Oymed Umakrev. It's just that ordinarily we don't see it. They were able to see Michal Oymed Umakrev on the Mizbeach Milmaila, that's mechuvin to the mizbeach shalmat, and that's how they knew exactly where the makom ha-mizbeach is. What exactly is michal being makriv? Says Tosfos Yesh Misha Omer Nishmoseim Shal Tzadikim, that michal is being makriv HaKadosh Baruch Hu as karbonos the neshamas of the tzadikim. So the neshamas of the tzadikim go up to Shemayim, they become karbonos. Who's the kohen that's makriv? It's michal the Sar HaGadol. Sounds interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings this. Mishnah Berurah brings this in Hilchas Tefillah in Siman Kuf Chaf. Very small siman. It's one line. Oimrim Ritzei b'chala tefillos udolay ka'isim shenayegim shaloi la'omru b'mincha. So apparently there was a minig not to say Ritzei b'mincha. And the Mechaber says that's not a good minig. You're supposed to say Ritzei. You say by all the tefillos. Mishnah Berurah over there discusses that when Damit Shemayin Esrei, so you say Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amchi Yisrael. The way we have it in our Sidurim is period. So what does V'ishe Yisrael mean? Period. V'ishe Yisrael usfilas. Pashtus V'ishe Yisrael means the karbonos. Eish is milosh and fire, the eish of the marocha. So we're asking Hashem, please Hashem, accept our tefilos and accept our karbonos. We don't have any karbonos anymore. So Mishnah Berurah brings three pshatim and what exactly V'ishe Yisrael means. The third pshat that he brings is that V'hoshev eso avoidel edvir v'isecha V'ishe Yisrael. You have to know where to put the comma, where to put the period. It's not V'hoshev eso avoidel edvir v'isecha, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, period. Oh, and now accept the V'ishe Yisrael was filosof. It's V'hoshev eso avoidel edvir v'isecha, return the Beis HaMikdash V'ishe Yisrael and bring back the karbonos. Then it's kama. Usfilos, meir ba'ava, skaba bros. First pshat he says is that maybe it's not such a kasha. Maybe Ishe Yisrael simply means, it means tfilos. Tfilos which are b'makom karbonos, maybe that's what it means as well. But then he says another pshat. Zokde, you know what the Ishe Yisrael means? It's referring to the, you know what the Ishe Yisrael means? It's referring to the karbonos that Michal the Sarah Gadol brings. And what's this carbon that Michal brings? The carbon that Michal brings is karbonos of Yidden. That's Ishe Yisrael. The Ish of the Yidden themselves, of the Neshama Shal Tzadikim, we're davening every single day that Hashem should be Mekabel Michal's karbonos. So either Ishe Yisrael just is another way of saying tefillah, or Ishe Yisrael is going back on what you said previously. You have to know where to put the comma. V'Hashem is avoid l'v'v'v'zech of Ishe Yisrael. We don't have Ishe Yisrael. We're not asking Hashem be mekabel arish. We don't have Ishe Yisrael. Or Ishe Yisrael with davening that Hashem should accept mechol, which is the ikr pshat. So he says v'ayin betal shekosav da perishon tzoi who amufchor mikulon. That's the one with Michal. That's the pshat. The Taz says that's the Iker Kavanah you're supposed to have. So what Kavanah do you have when you say V'ishe Yisrael? That's what you're supposed to have. The Groh Kosav She'ikr Kapirish Achim. The Iker is the last one, and that is you're supposed to put the Kama after V'ishe Yisrael. You're not supposed to put the Kama after V'hoshe V'esu Avoido L'dirj V'esach. We have time. Just one final La'ara, and that is we mentioned Afrishol Yitzchak. So what does it mean they saw Afrishol Yitzchak? I thought Yitzchak was never burnt on the Akedah. What does it mean, Afrishol Yitzchak? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks the Kasha, right here in Agoy Siyavitz, and he says, we don't mean Afrishol Yitzchak, we mean Afrishol Eloshol Yitzchak. But you're right, Yitzchak himself was never burnt. The truth is, there's a Gemara Masechtas Tainis, Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, and the Gemara Bedir is discussing the Seder HaTainis. It didn't rain for a long time, or Akol Tzara Shalei Tavai, and something very bad's happening, so the Yidden, there was a whole procedure that the Yidden had to do, a whole Shulchan Aruch, what you were supposed to follow. And it says that the Yidden would go into the Rechayv Ir, and they would bring the Teva, the Bima, we spoke about the Bima earlier in the week, we'd bring the Bima into the Rechayv Ir, and they would put Afer, they would put ashes on top of the Bima. And then they would take ashes, and they would put it on the head of every person. So the Gemara says, why? Why did they do it? So the Gemara says, Machlokes. One man, the Amar, says, the reason they did it was to show, Harei anu chashuvim lechafanecha ke'efer. We're worthless. We're literally like Avraham Avinu said, we're off of the Afer. The Chadam, another one said, Kedei sheyizkor lanu Efreish al Yitzchak. The reason is Hashem, I want you to remember the Akedah. I want you to remember Efreish. My Beinai, what's the difference? Ike Beinai, offer stam. Could you put offer, let's say, as opposed to afer? Could it be like dirt, something else that has no value? Or does it have to be ashes? If you're remembering, Afreshal Yitzchak said it has to be afer metan aleph. If it's just something that's not chashuv, so it could be offer or afer. It could be afer metan aleph or offer with a not. Tosfos says that if the idea over here is to remember Afreshal Yitzchak, listen to Tosfos. So it has to be afer midover hanisraf me'atzmois otah. It has to be afer from burnt human bones. to remember Kedis Yitzchak. That's what Taisa says. So if the whole idea is, according to one man, to remember that Kedah, and the idea of Efer is Afresh al Yitzchak, so let's take it to the finish line. It has to be the right type of Efer. It has to be, Taisa's Lashon is, Midover Hanisraf. May atzmois oh the freak Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what's going on over here? L'shitasai, Afresh al Yitzchok was the Ephraim Yitzchok. Nothing ever happened to you. Al tishlach yotchal anar v'al tasloi mu'uma. He wasn't touched. He was never touched. Zok Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what does it mean? Efer? Of course, it means Eloi shal Yitzchok. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in our Gemara right here in Masechtas Zvachim. And then Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, and besides, umuchrach. That besides that, it just seems like a very interesting minute that you're going to have to find afer ashes of a burnt human being. It's very, very big kiddush that was supposed to be done. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it in both places. But it's a mefurish of Tosfos. I had it. What's pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos says that the way to remember Afresh al Yitzchak is by taking the ashes of human bones and flesh. That's what you're supposed to take. What's going on over here? The emes is like this. That there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. So we've gone through a lot of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Lamed Aleph recently, because it talks about the Akedah. So the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is describing the Akedah, and it says over there, Kosha shtei yodavu shtei ragla va'akodah yalam ezbeach. That's the word Akedah. He ties Yitzchak up, does a Ram Avinu. Ve'erich esoyesh ve'esayetzim. And then he prepared fire, and he prepared etzim. Ve'erich esoyaleyem. And then Avram Avinu took Yitzchak, and he put him on top of the Eish, and on top of the Eitzim, and he literally tied him down as if he was about to shechtas a behemoth. And then the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer gets dramatic. He takes v'lochachas amacheles, and then like a koyim gadol, and finally he hears the baskel and everything stops. But says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, koshar shtei yodav u'shtei raglav v'akodo yalgami amizbech v'herich eso Eish v'eso Eitzim v'herich eso Aleim. Asian Eitzim, says the Radal. The Pasuk says, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says there was fire. If you look at the Pasuk, it doesn't say anything about fire. Here it says there was fire. He says, you know what the Pshat must be? Pshat must be, because the Gemara says that when the Kohen would prepare a carbon oila, so you would have to first put Eish and then put Eitzim. The Eitzim had to be Alo Eish, V'loy Eish Alo Eitzim. Yitzchok was an oila. Miktash Nekad Yitzchak. He was an oila. If he was an oila, so first there had to be Eish then Eitzim. If the Pasuk says there were Eitzim, then by definition, Zokter Adam, Reb David Luria, there must have been Eish as well. That means there was fire. Veherich Ezo Eish Veso Eitzim. That's how the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer knew it. But the bottom line is that contrary to conventional wisdom, Yitzchak Avinu was lying on fire. Now it's true, Avram Avinu never burnt him. But that was mitzad Avram Avinu and the Maisa Shechita. But something happened to Yitzchak. He was lying on fire. How did something not happen to Yitzchak? Says the Radal. Fize, you could understand what Chazal mean when they talk about Afreshal Yitzchak. You have it right here in Zvachim Samech Beis. It's in other places in Shas as well. Rashi brings in the Chumash of Pashas Bechukosai. V'zacharti as Avram, as Yaakov. Lomoloi nemas schira etzol Yitzchak. V'pnei she'afreshal Yitzchak is munachas taichas kitzi Yaakov. What does it mean, Afreshal Yitzchak? Zok the Radal. It means the Efer, the little part of Yitzchak that was burnt. There was Efer, and that Efer is the Afresh Yitzchak that's Munachas Tachas Kisei Yaakov.